Songs to be sung, December 28th. They sang as it were a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures, and the elder. He that is to come says, Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. Every good deed done by the people of God as the fruit of their faith, will have its corresponding reward. As one star differeth from another star in glory, so will believers have their different spheres assigned them in the future life. And the next scene is recorded, After these things, I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thunderings, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. They sing the song of Moses and the song of the Lamb. We must keep close to our great leader, or we shall become bewildered, and lose sight of the providence which presides over the church in the world, and over each individual. There will be profound mysteries in the divine dealings. We may lose the footsteps of God and follow our own bewilderment, and say, Thy judgments are not known, but if the heart is loyal to God everything will be made plain. There is a day just about to burst upon us when God's mysteries will be seen, and all His ways vindicated, when justice, mercy, and love will be the attributes of His throne. When the earthly warfare is accomplished, and the saints are all gathered home, our first theme will be the song of Moses, the servant of God. The second theme will be the song of the Lamb, the song of grace and redemption. This song will be louder, loftier, and in sublimer strains, echoing and re-echoing through the heavenly courts. Thus the song of God's providence is sung, connecting the varying dispensations, for all is now seen without a veil between the legal, the prophetical, and the gospel. The church history upon the earth and the church redeemed in heaven all center around the cross of Calvary. This is the theme, this is the song, Christ all and in all, in anthems of praise resounding through heaven from thousands and 10,000 times 10,000 and an innumerable company of the redeemed host. All unite in this song of Moses and of the Lamb. It is a new song, for it was never before sung in heaven.